He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The clocks are now. Time's up. Over, pow. Snap back to reality. Hope the ghost gravity choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is okay. That's.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Three, two, one. This is Forthcoming. We're your hosts, Aiden Shank.
And Brendan Chafin.
Brendan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Aiden?
I'm not bad. Nice. It's a little rainy today, but it was supposed to be rainy all week.
Just a smidge, though.
Yeah.
It's not like it's pouring outside. But yeah, no.
All right.
It's better than it raining all week, though, like it said originally was. So
yeah, I'll take what I can get. And we're in D.C.
Yeah, we are. I wouldn't have imagined us being here 5 months ago. It certainly is a shock to me looking back on how my life was before this compared to how it is now. I'm sure it is for you, too.
It's crazy. I don't take it for granted either.
I don't either. Absolutely
not. It's great being here.
Even though, like, we might have to walk to work and it's a little hot outside and, you know, you have to take the metro because you live in D.C. and I live in Arlington. So, obviously, our paths are a little bit different on how we get to work.
Commutes look a little different.
Yeah, they do. But it's a lot better than not being in D.C., that's for sure. So I think we're both really lucky to be here and blessed. Yeah. So very
and
glad.
Blessed to start this podcast
Absolutely.
Right now today.
Yes. So looking forward to it. So excited.
I know. It's already fun just being in here and talking.
It is. And I think it's great what we're going to be doing. So do you want to tell them what we're going to be doing?
Yeah. So this podcast will be for anyone really who wants to learn more about conservatism. Who wants to dive a little bit deeper into a lot of the moral justifications for what we believe as conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important, mostly because many conservatives form political beliefs based off of basic moral values.
Yeah.
Which means they might not know how to justify what they believe as well as others, other conservatives in the movement, but they still know what they believe, and their beliefs are still valid.
Yeah. Well, they still know that they don't like their money get taken away from them. They still know that they want to be able to say things, whether if it offends people or not, and they want to be able to protect themselves from people who illegally have things. So they might not know the why, but they definitely do have the right sense in their mind and the fact that they just want what's best for them and their families, and they want to protect what they hold dear to them and closest to them. And that's what the great thing about our beliefs, conservatism, that's the greatest thing, is that we prioritize the people and things we care about around us more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allows for, I think, conservatives to have a lot better relationships with their families, a lot better relationships with their friends, and a lot better relationships with their country compared to the left.
Yeah. And we believe that the one purpose of government is defense.
Defense, absolutely. Yep.
And that goes well with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to give, it's to protect.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of things that people miss out on, especially on the left. They don't realize that if the government is not protecting us, then they're hurting us. Because them taking more money away from us and draining our wallets, taking away what we can and can't say, taking away what we can and can't defend ourselves with, it's not them protecting us at that point. They're just trying to hurt us. They're trying to slowly poison us, you can say, because they want more control over the people so they can keep pushing this narrative that we're bad, that conservatives are the bad guys. And that's not what we want.
Well, the argument is that they need to take your money so that they can give you what you need.
Yeah.
But as conservatives, we believe in individualism.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means that we know you're capable of providing for yourself, providing for your family.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You should want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that us saying that, that's a little sneak peek into our podcast, guys, and what we're going to be talking about. Obviously, we're not going to go all the way into depth with what we think about individualism and, you know, philosophy. But
not in the first episode.
Not in the first episode. But that is just a great sneak peek of what is in store for what's to come on Forthcoming. And we're really excited for you guys to be listening.
Hopefully, you can use this to justify what you believe, as I was saying earlier. Because what you believe can make a huge impact on the world.
Yeah.
But only if you know how to present it to others.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we are, hopefully, trying to teach you how to better present what you believe.
Yeah. And the biggest thing being that you need to actionalize your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take these beliefs that you're possibly, and I'm hoping definitely, are going to be taking from us, and taking them to the polling stations, taking them to your local Republican conservative campaign office, taking it to your college campus if you're a college student, taking them to your workplace if you're getting barraged by your coworkers. Take mm-hmm. it to all these places to help spread conservatism so people really understand that we're not the bad guys.
Well, and take it to the way you live your life.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
Because, again, all this is very moral as well as political.
Yeah, it is.
So,
deeply moral.
Yeah, and be bold about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have the confidence that you need to do this.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to say things because it might upset people. If you get anything out of what we're going to be discussing in this podcast, do not be afraid to express your views. That is mm-hmm. what's wrong with the current leftist narrative right now. Like I keep saying, they think we're the bad guys, but in fact, we're the ones who 99 times out of 100 times are willing to sit down with someone on the left and say, why do you feel that way? Tell me why. And we'll sit there and listen to them as long as we're talking in a peaceful, respectful manner. And I'll be friends with them as long as that conversation continues to so. But mm-hmm. We're not granted that opportunity, Aiden. We're not granted the opportunity to sit down and talk to them. They automatically say we're racist, homophobic, we're bigots. I've been called every phobic in the book. They literally think I'm every phobic in the book. I don't mean like they've called me every phobic. I mean, word for word, they said, Brendan, you are every phobic in the book. Yes.
That's actually impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you should be proud of that.
I guess. This is crazy where it's going.
It means you're doing something right if you're making them that mad.
Yeah. And it's just crazy. So hopefully this podcast really helps fellow conservatives out there to get around and dismiss this false narrative that's being pushed by the leftists.
Yeah. And don't get us wrong. We don't want you to sit there and take that. And we don't want you to go out and provoke that kind
of course.
Anger from others.
Yeah.
But hopefully, if you have the opportunity to talk to somebody who you already have a good relationship with, or if you, again, just how you live your life, then hopefully you can organize your thoughts more and be more confident again
in
how you conduct yourself.
Yeah, because time and time again, I have friends who are conservative coming to me saying, my professor said this to me in class. They said this about conservatism. Another student said this to me, and I'm just sitting there saying to myself, you should just really speak up and tell them how you feel back. And I think it's really a disservice that the left is doing and pushing this narrative, making it feel like we can't, because it's really just mm-hmm. repressing our First Amendment. And it's terrible.
And we're allowing them to do that.
We
too.
Are. And going into this podcast, we're going to go way more into depth with that type of stuff. But again, we're trying to give you guys a little sneak peek because we're really excited what we have in store, and we're really excited for conservatives to start getting back out there again and stick up for what they believe in.
Yep. Step one. Here we go.
Yep.
All right. So new episodes every Monday. You can tune in every week and listen to us here on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening.
All right.